This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Last year, I preached a series of, I think, 8 messages out of the book of Ecclesiastes. 12th chapter. Last year, talking about this verse, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. I can't tell you how many people, particularly older people, came out that Sunday and said, I wish I could go back and so I could remember my Creator in the days of my youth. Wish I could go back in time and do that. We all do. And what I shared with a few of them, I think, surprised them. I said, you know what? Today is the youth of the rest of your life. You may only have 5 years left. You may only have 10, 20. Maybe you got 30, 40 years left. That's great. But today is the youth of the rest of your life. So to remember the Creator in the days of your youth takes on a new meaning for a 50-year-old, for the 60-year-old, the 70-year-old. Today is the first day, or is the youth of my life. I want to illustrate it by telling you a story of Zachary from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. He's just real blunt, says, I have hurt the people around me. The people who have loved me the most, I've hurt the most. Isn't that interesting? Anybody relate to that? The people who've loved me the most are the people I've hurt the most. Everything I did was a joke in my life. I hated the person I had become. Wow, I hated the person I had become. I couldn't stand the person that looked back at me in the mirror. But he realized he needed to make changes, and he started for the Lord working in his life. He made some changes in his life, and he says this, my life means something to me again, and those around me began to care about me in a new way, and I care for them. I believe that everyone makes mistakes in life, but it never is too late to change. Every person is capable of change. I went from one way of life to a completely different one and back. I learned a lot of things that most people will be fortunate enough to never have to know. I regret a lot. But instead of letting a bad situation consume me entirely, I've changed direction. Now I'm a better man, and I know that I never will be what I once was because of the Lord. I am now what I consider to be a better person and strive every day to better myself and make those around me proud. I'm not here to talk you into becoming a better man or a better woman. I'm here to tell you this, with the Lord there is forgiveness. That's the message. This is not a self-help message to make you a better man or easier to get along with and people will like you 10% more. It's about what needs to happen in your life and in my life, the forgiveness of the Christ in your life. Anything good in your marriage, connected to forgiveness. Anything good in your relationship with your children, connected to forgiveness. Anything at work that's positive, connected to forgiveness. Forgiveness is the element that most people need in their life more than anything, but you know what? They don't know it. You've got a brother or sister, perhaps, who doesn't know the thing they need in the life is not a promotion at work or another $50,000. They need forgiveness. You've got a son or daughter who needs to know it's not another degree, another house, another boat, another car. It's the forgiveness of Christ. It's the forgiveness of Christ. And today I want you to know that there is a land of beginning again. And it's tied up not with psychology or something emotional or something that will change your life superficially. It's connected to the forgiveness of Christ. With the Lord, there is forgiveness. Today, you're going to say, we're going to call sin, sin. Today, you're going to say, we take sin seriously and we take forgiveness seriously. We take sin seriously and we take forgiveness seriously. Why? Because it is. It's the most serious business in your life. Don't ever forget that.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.